Hi, boys. Katie Starling here. And for those that don't know me, welcome. I hope you enjoy my audio. I do videos also. You can look up Katie Starling on xvideos.com and usually find the majority of my video content, at least my free stuff. If you want to see a little bit more that I do or even download my audios, just join my Discord server at www.discord.gg/pervertparadise. Now, I do want you to know that this audio is pretty close to my heart, as I kind of was this girl. Like, I'm definitely describing myself at this age. And even though a lot of it is a fantasy, I mean, this didn't really happen, the specific story here, but I was a pretty naughty 13-year-old girl. Now, remember, everything I do is safe, legal, and consensual. If you're struggling with this, I do have support groups in my server, and I hope to see you there. Send me a message anytime, and I hope to hear from you. And even if you're just a great fan, a lurker, or whatever, you're welcome in my little slice of pervert paradise. At first glance, I'm your typical, semi-attractive, honor roll student, small-framed, just developing, 13-year-old body. Now, I have bloomed a little faster than the other girls in my grade, but even with my high intelligence and perfect grades, I have some naughty and dark little secrets. Not everything is what it appears to be. Definitely remember that as you go through life. Because of my trauma that I've been through, and the fact it's just me and my emotionally broken mother these days, who, mind you, works all the time, I'm actually a very naughty little 13-year-old honor roll student, and I'm not as innocent as I seem. See, like I said, on the outside, I look innocent, kind, kind of pretty. Maybe not as into things as some of those popular girls are, but I definitely have my own good looks since I bloomed quite a bit faster. I'm already a little C cup. I already have quite a nice little bubble butt. Wider hips, long, shapely legs. Even though I'm quite short still, about 4'11", I'm a tiny little thing. But I definitely look older than my age. At least I've been told that. And I'm also not a virgin. Haven't been for quite some time. I'm very experienced, and I really enjoy taking advantage of those that aren't. I also drink. I smoke cigarettes when school is out, since I only live a block away. It's not far to get home. My mother is gone all the time, so it makes it really easy to get away with being a little extra naughty. As long as my grades are good, my mother doesn't really care what I do. One of my favorite things to do, though, my favorite extracurricular activities, I guess you could say, something I've been doing for a while, especially since I realized how good sex can be, what a great outlet it can be, how much fun it can be. Yes, even though I enjoy being in chess club and band, I also enjoy video games. I love to learn. But I get really bored really fast. So all those nerdy little boys in class with me, and my extras with me, especially since I skipped a grade, so they're even a year or two older than me usually, I like to take them home. I like to play video games with them I like to teach them. I like to show them what to do with it. You know what I mean? Since they're just approaching puberty, they're just as horny as I am, if not more. But they have no idea what to do with their little teenage cocks. Well, that's where I come in. I like to help them learn what to do with it. Especially since I know all them chasing those little popular girls, they're not gonna do anything with them. But me, I have no problem sharing. Although, sometimes they fall in love. Sometimes they get a little jealous. But I tell them I'm just not the kind of girl to be held down. Even though we're all getting good grades and looking like the perfect little nerds in school, I always have a couple of them take off with me regularly to fuck, drink, and smoke. No one would ever know. I love defeating them at Mortal Kombat or any game they're obsessed with and then fucking their brains out. It really is my favorite pastime. Taking an innocent, good little boy and turning him into a desperate, sex-crazed, perverted teen. I don't care that the popular girls call me a whore. I fucked one of their boyfriends just to teach them a lesson. Which is, you don't fuck with a smart little slut. Yep, that's what I've been busy doing. Taking little nerdy boy virginities. Being the cutest, smartest little 13-year-old whore. But as middle school is coming to an end, and I've definitely had a lot of fun with those sweet, innocent little loser nerds, turning them from losers to experienced. It's always a good time. I love watching them grow. But I need to go out with a bang. And these little boys aren't enough to end my little stint in middle school. But I have noticed someone that I think would just be perfect for me. Perfect for me to approach, take advantage of. Really help get out of their shells. Because that's kind of what I do. I help innocent boys, innocent little nerdy boys, come out of their shell. Become sex-crazed teenage boys, rebelling and having a good time, even though we all still have really good grades. So it works out. But one thing I've noticed is my math teacher. He is such a nerd, and he's definitely become a loser. I could tell he's kind of given up. He's been single for a good 10 years now. And you can tell. You can see it. He's about as nerdy and pathetic as it gets. He's literally exactly what you think of when you see those long and lanky, nerdy men. He definitely looks like he could beat you fast in a game of chess. But wouldn't stand a chance in a fist fight. He even wears button-up shirts with bow ties to class every day. Oh, this teacher is the epitome of nerdy. I really think he could use my help. I think he could use my extra special expertise. And I think now I know how I'm going to end my 8th grade year. Yay! I'm going to seduce my math teacher. So tomorrow, being the day before the last day of school, I begin my plan to seduce this pathetic loser math teacher. Help him gain back his confidence. It's going to be so, so much fun. He even has Star Trek merchandise all over his desk, along with an anime keychain. Naruto, of course, seems to be everybody's favorite. He really is a nerd in every sense of the word. I get into my closet, and I pick out the shortest skirt I can find that I can get away with. And I'm sure to have no panties on underneath. I make sure that my slit is nice and smooth, that my cunt is bare. Not even the littlest bit of peach fuzz on it. I want to make it as bare and smooth as possible. I put my long hair up in a really straight, long ponytail and tie it with a red ribbon. I wear my favorite color of red lipstick and open the package I got from Amazon with a low-cut Star Trek t-shirt. And it's long sleeve with the red Starship Enterprise comms badge symbol on it. I paired it with the shortest skirt I could find and get away with. It's black and tight. Shows every bit of my sweet little 13-year-old curves. And it's definitely the tiniest and shortest I can get away with at school. I look at myself in the mirror, knowing that I look like the perfect piece of nerdy pedo bait. I know I'm ready. With how tight the skirt is, you can see the shape of my perfectly round bubble butt. I think you can even see the outline of my sweet, bare 13-year-old cunt. As math class starts, I sit down in the very front this time. I can tell I'm making him really uncomfortable and nervous. I keep my legs ever so slightly spread so he can see my 13-year-old wet slit whenever he glances at the class, especially since I'm in the very, very front, right in his line of sight. Every time he looks back at the class, I'm the first thing he sees. I can tell that he knows I want him, and he doesn't know what to do about it. Especially since he probably hasn't even been touched in years by a woman. But definitely not a 13-year-old. I keep flashing glances at him as I lean over my desk to expose my cleavage more and more. I also make sure I'm answering every equation just right. With a slight, sultry tone, I can see that he notices my Star Trek t-shirt with the comms symbol on it. He keeps getting red in the face, stumbling over his words. I'm sure he's nervous, being seduced by a 13-year-old, a smart and cunning one nonetheless, especially in this classic Star Trek shirt. He's probably starting to realize the rumors are true, and that he's my next target. I wonder if he's even heard the rumors about my little exploits. As he dismisses the class and everyone packs their things, I stay in my seat and wait for everyone to leave, since it's the last class of the day. And the day before the last day at school, everything is set up just right. I couldn't have done this better, and I definitely couldn't have done it the last day of school, or there would have probably been some kind of event. But the day before, usually there's a lot of preparation going on, so I know we won't be bothered, since I've already looked at all the school schedules. I even hacked in and looked at his. I made sure to plan this just right. He He finally comes up to my desk after realizing everyone else is gone, and it's just me and him as I sit there pretending to work on my paper. He asked me why I'm still here. Well, I guess I didn't realize class was over yet. Oops. I see his face getting red as I stand up, bend over to get my bag, showing him almost everything I have under my skirt. I stand back up and then sit on my desk right in front of him. I set my book bag down. I sit in such a way. That he can kind of just barely see my little slit from underneath my tight black skirt. I also kind of hunch my shoulders over just the tiniest bit. Put my arms up against my tits to really make them pop out of my shirt. My tight red and black shirt. He starts talking about how this is wrong and that he can't do this. He finally got the hint, I guess. That he would lose his job, and other than that, he doesn't even know how anyways. It's been a very, very long time for him. I stop him and say, I know, I can tell it's been quite a while. And yes, the rumors are true. I do target little nerdy boys. I want to give them confidence. I want to get them out of their shells. And I almost feel like it's like I'm meant to do that. I think I was given my hypersexuality and my high intelligence to give all the little nerdy boys in the world a sort of win. They don't really get a win very often, and I could tell you haven't had one in so, so long. He rolls his chair over, finally sits down right in front of me, knowing that we're definitely going to have a conversation at the very least. I say, you know, I don't know who sucked all the confidence out of you. All the confidence from your sweet, nerdy heart. But I do know it happened quite some time ago. I want you to know that you're not a loser, Mr. Scott. You're handsome and smart. Those women didn't deserve you. And I'm here right now. Just take what I'm offering you. Take the chance to fuck a student. The chance to prove you still have it in you. That you're more than just some smart guy that teaches middle school math. Don't worry. You know I'm not going to tell anyone. Really. It'll be our little secret. As he sits there stunned, I get up and I walk towards the door. I lock all three locks. The one on the handle, the deadbolt, and that little extra one up on top. I walk up to him. I kind of lean over, put my face near his. I get ready to kind of sit on his lap. I tell him to get ready. That I want to show him exactly what this little 13-year-old girl can do that I have a lot more experience than he could ever imagine. And that my sweet little cunt is about as tight as he's ever felt. I mean, I did skip a grade for being as smart as I am, but I do get bored a lot, and there's nothing I enjoy more than sex. I know all these little nerdy boys are as horny as I am. I know they need me to show them the ropes. I know that you need me. I know that you're a smart guy. I know that probably some popular bitch ripped your heart out. But I want you to know that this freaky, pretty, little nerdy slip right here is wet, dripping, and waiting for you. I start kissing his neck, nibbling on his ear. He's not stopping me. And I don't think he will. He needs this. He wants it. He knows how bad he needs it. I kiss down his chest. All the way down till I reach his pants. I unbutton, unzip them, pull them down to his ankles. He helps me a little bit, even though he's shaking, red in the face, nervous as all hell. I could tell he's nervous about losing his job, about people finding out, maybe people even calling him a pedophile. I let him know, you can embrace it with me, maybe just this once. Be a depraved, sick freak with me. I know I'm only 13, but I really think I can show you what it's like to be a man again. I could see his cock, just hard and out of tension, throbbing, waiting for me to wrap my sweet little 13-year-old lips around it. I start sucking it. Sucking it just like I would a lollipop. Just like I would those little nerdy cocks that I've been fucking around with for so long. Getting it nice and soaked with my 13-year-old spit, hoping he could feel my warm mouth around it. I know he can. I do a lot of little things with my tongue. I look up at him, telling that he's surprised that a 13-year-old girl like me has so much sexual experience. I can tell that he's been craving this. That he fucking needs it. Even if it's from a tiny little slut like me. I do look quite small compared to him. His hands are very big. I guess you know what they say about that. His cock is pretty big too. I go ahead and I get it nice and lubed up. Don't want him coming just yet. I want to feel him inside of me. I lift up my tiny little skirt, and I see him as he takes my shirt off, finally gaining some confidence back, are we? I look at him, give him a little smile and a wink as my shirt hits the ground. I unbuckle my sweet little training bra. He also takes it and throws it for me. He starts getting a lot more confidence, grabbing and caressing my body. He grabs my sweet little ass cheeks and spreads them apart. I take his cock with one of my hands and I slide it inside of me. And it feels so, so good. It's actually relieving. I reach behind me. I caress his balls in my hand. I whisper in his ear. It's okay. It's okay. I'm not gonna hurt you like those women before. I am just a little girl after all. Just a little, horny, smart slut. You're not a loser. You're a good, intelligent man. All those girls before, they were stupid not to want you. Fuck, yes. Fuck me like that. Come on, show me that you're not a fucking loser. That you're not just a nerd. I know you know how to fuck. Yes. I've always wanted to fuck my math teacher. Oh, I could feel his cock deep inside of me. As I'm bouncing on top of him, up, down. He's moving my body all in different ways. It feels so good grinding on his lap. I tell him to come with me. I can tell I'm getting ready. I can feel my cunt getting wetter and wetter. You can hear as our bodies are kind of slapping together. The wetness. The smell of sex in the air. The smell of forbidden sex in the air, really. Because it really is forbidden. I mean, if he wasn't a pedophile before, he definitely is now. And I made him one. I made him a pedophile math teacher, didn't I? But as I can see, as he thrust harder inside of me, grabbing my little body, doing things with me that those little boys could never do. Why didn't I do this sooner? Why didn't I seduce him sooner? He's finally letting go. I say, come with me. Please, mister, come with me. I want you to fucking fill me with your pedo cum. Come on, don't be shy. You don't need to be shy anymore with me. Fucking fill me. No strings attached. You don't even have to take me out. Just fill me with your pedophile cum. Fill me with all of that nerd cum. Let the loser go. Become a man inside of me. I feel my little cunt squeezing him, squeezing his cock as hard as I can. As I come all over his cock, and I can feel him filling me with his warm pedophile cum at the same time. God, I told you that you're better at this than you thought. You just needed a little slut to remind you. To remind you that you're a man with needs. I might only be 13 years old. But that's the best sex I've had yet. Oh, no, don't be upset. With his cum still inside of me, I put my little skirt back down. I put some tissues on my cunt to kind of catch the cum, throw it away. I get up and I sit on his lap again. I snuggle him a little bit. Put my finger down his chest. Give him a sweet, sweet innocent kiss on the cheek. I tell him, see, it wasn't that hard. No, I'm really not gonna tell anybody. You should know that by now. Oh. Well, if you want to. He gives me a little bit of money to buy some Plan B. Of course, I have no problem doing that, as I don't want him to get in trouble. I just wanted to help him break out of his shell. I ask him what he plans to do after this. He says that maybe he'll finally ask one of the other teachers out he's always wanted to. I smile at him. I say I'm so happy to hear that, because you know you're worth it. You're not just a loser. Don't listen to what some of those fucking bitches told you in the past. You're not a loser. You're a good man. And don't worry, no one will ever find out about this. Your secret truly is safe with me. Yeah. Oh, I know. I know, tomorrow's the last day of school and it'll be the last time you see me. So you won't even have me around to remind you. But when you do think of me, I want you to know that you're a good guy and you deserve love. Even if it's from a sweet little teenage girl. Thank you for ravaging my little 13-year-old body, as I really, really needed you. I needed you so bad. I needed to know what it was like to get fucked by a man with experience, instead of just a bunch of little boys. But now I'll be able to teach them even better. Because you've shown me some things I had no idea about. Now get out there. Get yourself back. You don't need to be having these lonely nights binging Star Trek anymore. Go get yourself a real hot piece of ass. Or, you know, you can always call me if you need me again. I write my number down on his desk. On one of my papers, he looks like he was about to grade right before this started. I write my number down on it and I hand it to him. He puts an A+ on my paper and gives it back to me. I'm like, no, you're gonna take my number. I go ahead. I rip the piece of paper off that had my number on the corner. I hand it to him. I set it in his wallet and I say, just call me if you need me. Remember, my mom's at work most of the time and I do have the house to myself. So if you really need me, you know where to find me. I put my shirt back on, hook my bra back on, head out the classroom, walk home. I get to my front door and I light a cigarette. And I think of how much fun it was to take that nerdy, pathetic teacher and turn him into a real man again. See, because that's really what I'm meant for. To give men their confidence back. To make them feel like they're wanted. So many women out there take advantage of them. I want them to know that not every woman is out to just take their money and their hearts and crush it and throw it away. You really are a good person. Don't forget that. Anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed this audio. This is actually kind of a personal one for me. I really was that teenage girl that had been through a lot of trauma and a lot of stuff. And I did look pretty innocent. I did have good grades. But I was going home and drinking after school and getting fucked up and smoking and taking all the nerdy boys' virginities. I think I've taken 26 virginities during my between 13 and 17. So, yeah. 26. It's a lot. Majority of them were boys around my age. A couple of them were actually nerdy adults. No shit. I think I even fucked the computer repairman down the road one time. I did some crazy stuff as a teenager. Now, I don't want you guys to get some weird ideas in your head. No, it's like a 1 in a billion chance you're going to find a teen like that, okay? Don't go looking. It's not going to happen. This is a fantasy. Yes, it is based on my life a little bit. But I definitely had a pretty unique life. And I probably shouldn't have done some of the things I did. But I don't regret any of it. I helped a lot of people gain their confidence back. Even as an escort, I actually had quite a few guys that were disabled that I would go see. Not only would I see them and spend extra time with them, I'd even do their dishes or take the trash out, you know, because it needed to be done and I was there, no one else was doing it. A lot of them were in wheelchairs or... I saw quite a few people who were disabled. I saw people who were really lonely. I've also had a few nerdy guys or nerdy boys fall in love with me. And a lot of time I wasn't in love with them back. I just kind of wanted to help them gain their confidence back. Let them know that some women do find intelligence attractive. I always have. Always thought intelligence was attractive. And I thought it was sad how most women treat guys who are a little bit more intelligent or have some nerdy, geeky interest, you know? I think intelligence is hot. And I think that shyness and that coyness and the innocence that they kind of put off, I can't help it. I want to just ravage them. I want to be like, here, let me show you what it's like to be kinky and nasty. Let me bring the freak out of you. And once you bring the freak out of them, oh, you cannot put it back in. Like, it's out. They're ready to fuck everything, and it's great. Because it really kind of helps them come out of their shell. Because if no one does that, they may not come out of their shell to their 30s or 40s. And then by then, things aren't exactly working as well as they used to. So it's good to have someone that's willing to do that. I did actually end up marrying one of those nerdy men that didn't have a lot of experience. My husband had only ever slept with two girls, and they both tried to use him for his like disability money that he got from like a structured settlement. And it was really sad. Like, when I met him, he had like no confidence. But we ended up becoming great friends and great lovers, and been together about 7 years now, 6-7 years. So it's possible. It's possible to find someone that you connect with, that likes you for you. And even though the character in the story was underage and he was overage and all that, definitely possible to find someone legal, at least, or somewhat near your age, that shares similar interests to you. You know, it's possible to find a woman that's attractive and a little bit of a nerd. It does happen. Don't give up. If any of you are out there and you're looking for someone, don't give up. It's okay. Somebody will come your way. There is someone out there for everyone. Don't forget that. All right, I'm going to end my monologue here. Sorry. If any of you are ever feeling lonely or like you've just been used a lot, or you're having a hard time, even if you're not into age play that much, maybe you just enjoyed the story because of those aspects of it, please send me a message. My server really is legal, safe, and consensual. We deal with a lot of other fetishes than just age play, but it is kind of a main one. But what we'd like to do is just provide a safe, legal, consensual outlet for this stuff. And it works. It does help people. We have support groups, and I'm always willing to talk with you guys. I'm always willing to talk to my fans. Of course, you want to send a donation to the server, that's great too, because it does help me keep making this content, and it helps me to be able to keep helping people, which is, honestly, my sex work is so much more than just sex work to me, you know? I really, truly enjoy what I do, and I'm happy to be back making content again, because for like a month and a half there, I would just, it was like, no matter what I did, I could not make shit. So, sorry for those of you who've been waiting for customs and stuff, but I'm getting to it. Alright, guys. You have a lovely evening. Like I said, if you want to find me, it's discord.gg/pervertparadise. My name is Katie Starling, and I hope to see you there. And maybe I'll speak to you soon, maybe not. But keep following, keep listening. And remember, you're a good person. You're not a loser. This is a safe outlet. And you're okay. Really, truly, you're okay.